Hi, this is Wendy Powell, your livestock production agent with the Wildcat Extension District. Feed prices are constantly changing. One may be more economical now, but not the best option for another time. All producers should know how to compare feed costs and balance least cost rations. Feedstuffs are priced according to different units of measure, bushels, tons, or bales. Bales come in varying size and densities, so the first step is to convert prices to the same unit, usually pounds or tons. Barley that sells for $3 a bushel is 6 cents a pound. A hay bale weighing 40 pounds, costing $5, is 12.5 cents per pound. Lighter bales will increase the per pound cost of the hay. Livestock feed rations are balanced on a dry matter basis, but feedstuffs are priced as is, meaning that a portion of the weight is moisture. Because the dry matter content of the feedstuffs can vary significantly, prices must be converted to a dry matter basis. This is especially important when comparing dry feeds like hay or grain with high moisture options like silage or haylage. Livestock do not require certain feedstuffs. They require nutrients, protein, energy, minerals, and vitamins, specified amounts. Feedstuffs vary considerably in the amount of protein, energy, and other nutrients they contain. For this reason, the cost of providing a certain nutrient is the basis on which feedstuffs are compared. To determine the cost of a nutrient, divide the feed's dry matter cost by the percent nutrient in the feed. Continuing with our barley example, the energy cost 8.5 cents per pound, whereas the cost of energy in alfalfa is a quarter per pound. While grains have fairly consistent nutrient levels, forages and byproduct feeds can vary drastically. In order to compare the cost of nutrients in some feedstuffs, you should have them analyzed to determine their nutritional content. For example, the protein in alfalfa hay can vary from 10 to more than 20%. Cost is not the only factor to consider when evaluating feedstuffs. There may be limitations as to how much of the feedstuff can be fed. Corn silage is a very economical source of nutrients, but a high-producing animal may not be able to eat enough of it to meet nutritional requirements. Feedstuffs are combined to create a ration that is nutritionally balanced. Care must be taken not to create dangerous imbalances. Some feedstuffs contain high levels of certain minerals, like dried distiller's grain and sulfur. Sulfur binds with copper and limits its absorption. Feed costs also has to include delivery charges and waste. Some feeds have practically no waste, whereas others have quite a lot. Feeding and storage methods have the largest effect on waste. For more information, give me a call at the Labette County Extension Office, 620-784-5337.